Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall as we talk about Cory Booker's plan to change animal agriculture in just a moment.
The 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show will be deep in the heart of Texas, San Antonio. It's the cattle industry's biggest convention with education, networking, and fun. Plus, you can check out the huge NCBA Trade Show, outstanding entertainment, and much more. So make your plans and be there for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, February 5th through the 7th. Details at ncba.org.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, December 19th, live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickToBid.com, starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 14,000 head to be offered, 4,000 yearling steers, 1,500 yearling heifers, 7,500 weaned calves. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117. Talk with Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Colin, Cory Booker of New Jersey comes out with another plan to radically change agriculture as we know it, and a lot of it has to do with animal agriculture. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's not a surprise here when you look at the history of Senator Booker and his attack on animal agriculture in particular. You know, he's a vegan. He has that choice, but he's also decided that as a vegan, he knows how to best feed the world, and that means attacking modern agriculture as we know it. In particular, he wants to prevent any future permitting of concentrated animal feeding operations, and then he wants to take all the ones that currently exist and phase them out before 2040. Now, you have to also keep in mind that he has a very long-standing relationship with the Humane Society of the United States, HSUS, so it's not surprising that he's doing his bidding, and of course, he is a presidential candidate, so he has a big bully pulpit right now.
And in this legislation, mandatory country of origin labeling included.
Now, again, it's Senator Booker not really understanding what goes on the ground. Mandatory country of origin labeling has been the perceived panacea for saving all of us in the cattle business for years now, and we know better. You know, it was the law of the land for 6.5 years, and we never saw any direct correlation to better prices for cattle producers. It was a mandatory government-run program that was basically set to only market beef, and it did not work. And as such, it actually threatened the relationship that we had with Canada and Mexico because of the WTO case that was filed. So I think it's just another great example of where Senator Booker is listening to the detractor groups. He's listening to groups like HSUS.
Also on his radar, not with this particular piece of legislation, but in the past, he has gone after commodity checkoffs as well.
He has. He's one of the leading sponsors of the Farm Bill amendments that attacks the checkoffs. He has new legislation that attacks the checkoffs. Again, he's doing this at the behest of HSUS. HSUS understands that the checkoff has given our industry a lot of power to promote what we do as an industry, to promote the benefits of beef, and to also really show that what HSUS claims to be the environmental impact of our industry is not so. So they know it's extremely powerful, and what they're trying to do is take that tool away from us by getting senators like Senator Booker to come out and oppose it. Senator Booker doesn't know what a checkoff is, to be honest with you. He doesn't know the first thing, how they work. He doesn't understand that it's one of the most successful self-help programs that's out there. But again, another great example of where he is just tied directly to the Humane Society of the United States, and that's where he's getting all of his cues on anything that he introduces that has an impact on animal agriculture.
On the other side of the aisle, as far as from going to the Democrats and the Republicans, as President Trump and his USTR, Mr. Lighthizer, have been able to put together this phase one for China, a China trade deal. Most notably, we're hearing that these standards regarding never ever beef may be rolled back. Is that what you're hearing?
Well, we're hearing that, but I think the key component is the fact that there has been a huge lack of details on this phase one. We keep being told from the White House that it's good, but without the details, we don't know. And we kind of take the old Ronald Reagan adage of trust but verify, and we need to see those details before we start celebrating, because if it is truly something that rolls back the hormone ban, we know that that's going to be a tremendous benefit to us. But this is the Chinese that we're talking about here, so I think until we see it in writing, we're going to stop short of coming out fully supportive and fully celebrating this announcement.
One thing I know you can celebrate, obviously, January 1, we get a level playing field with the tariffs in Japan.
We do, and we're excited about that because it puts us in the level playing field with all of our other competitors in Japan, and we'll start stepping down our tariff over the course of implementation down to 9% on a lot of the muscle cuts and down to 0% on beef tongues, which Japan is a huge market for beef tongues. So we're excited about that, and of course on January 1, we'll see the implementation of the U.S.-only quota into the European Union, and we're going to get much closer to USMCA as well.
NCBA's Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Register now for the 24th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year, featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegie. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.